Hello, and welcome to
Satire.
Oh no, not again.
Most kids resent this at first.
But odd things
can happen.
There are a lot of occultic symbolisms within it, such as
more murders of the innocent around the world.
This is also a very frightening situation.
It's still too immature.
Good! Then take off!
Take off the top!
Wow, look at the tits!
I like to start at the top and go down.
Licking lips directly below him.
For only about one-third the cost of eating out.
Eat my short dick!
What does it matter? I can make delicious little coconut cakes.
Dickon had heard of a hungry peasant whose hand had been cut off for food.
I think we better give him a hand.
I don't have any hands.
And neither do we.
You better make sure that you've got your
arm sawed off.
Severed, chopped off, whatever you want to call it.
Think how good one of these will taste.
Your hands, arms, and legs.
They're $1.89 a pound.
In health food stores everywhere.
So delicious. So low in price.
So drunk he couldn't distinguish right from wrong.
Is there something wrong, gentlemen?
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have the same problem.
I have no hind legs.
I have already lived several hundred years.
He fell dead.
From funeral home to funeral home.
We must play together often.
Don't play games with me, Your Highness.
Playing sexual games, drinking blood, and eating feces.
It is extremely important to keep in the best physical shape possible at all times.
What evil's in this fearful shape?
I'm Robin Hood.
Oh, has it? I thought it was poo.
That was a good shit.
And it's a great example of satire.
Being used to debauch and brainwork our youth in the schools and colleges.
And people say, well, what if he starts hurting your child right here? Hey.
That's what he's there for.
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here, can you?
And I said, that's a lie.
Well, that's a damn lie.
You have to know what is truth.
And what was that?
You can't handle the truth.
What did you say?
You can't handle the
mayonnaise.
But what about the country?
I know you guys can handle it.
I can't handle this.
Just relax.
You are now deeply and peacefully relaxed.
Can you feel that?
What about the smell?
Brown and yucky.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
We want to know who is responsible and why.
And what if we don't?
But you know who's really responsible for this.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
With a warning for every value-minded consumer.
You can take this as a warning or a piece of advice any way you want it.
Never fall in love with your gynecologist, your plastic surgeon,
or Johnny Mathis.
I love him in an unnatural way.
What else do you love?
I love men.
And so does Frank.
What else do you love?
I love gold.
Examine the urine.
Beautiful gold.
What else do you love?
Johnny Mathis.
The polio paralyzed legless drug addict.
What else do you love?
Penis. Penis.
It loves cats.
Do you love your cat?
No, I don't.
It's time for cat massage.
No!
And America loves the cola taste
of chicken livers.
In fact, right now, I'd love some
chicken livers.
You can't handle the
chicken livers.
Let me handle this.
Who are you, then?
I'm Randy Butcher, professional stunt performer.
And you're carrying a plastic baby.
Yes, I am.
I've never seen such a beautiful little baby.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All the goddamn time.
When the king and queen heard this, it made their hearts swell with pride. The fairies had just picked up their knives and forks and were about to start eating
shoes, clothes, and junk
when they heard a terrible sound coming from the
bottom.
Stop!
Well, 10 minutes later, on Cherry Lane, in the heart of Spinach Village,
there was the dodo
by the name of Andrew
Fingers,
the future president of the United States.
And the vice president was Mr. Coco Nutwork,
who was a disciple of Aleister Crowley.
If you are smart, you will allow him to
shave off your pubic hair and give you an enema.
Experts agree that everyone is born with
an enema. That's why it's really important for you to know what's involved in
making that funky noise.
Let's just think for a moment how you learned sounds. You learned by listening. You began to imitate those sounds.
And brother, you're a dead duck.
And then suddenly
terrible noise
became associated in your mind with objects you saw.
Such as a credit card number.
Or parts of bodies.
And with emotions you felt.
I feel like a deer in the headlights.
In another time, in another world.
Audrey escaped.